The House Elections Committee will come to order. We don't yet have a quorum. We're one member shy, but I think we should start with the part of the agenda we can get to. We have two bills up today and only two. The first one, and I see Representative Freiberg is here, is his House File 2876. We can't move the bill, but we can hear about the bill. Welcome to the committee, Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Chair Simon, members of the committee. I have an amendment too, but I suppose we can't move that either until we have a quorum.
You can discuss it.
So I'll just go into my introduction of the bill. This is sort of assumes that the DE1 amendment is adopted. This bill would require disclosure of all contributions by lobbyists, political committees, and political funds, not just the $200 that's been in law since the campaign finance bill passed last year. And I want to mention at the outset that I don't believe any legislators are corrupt or anything like that. Neither do I think legislators or lobbyists engage in any sort of quid pro quo after making or receiving a contribution. However, the legislature has determined that the public has a right to know about certain contributions and that they can make up their own minds about what those contributions mean. And we've recognized there's a difference for lobbyists as well. They can't contribute to us during the session, and there are limits on the total amount that they can contribute. So this bill wouldn't place any limits on contributions or expenditures. It just strengthens the disclosure requirements. Under current law, a lobbyist could give $200 to every member of the legislature, and there's no way for the public to find out about it. Lobbyists are people whose job it is to attempt to influence our behavior at the Capitol, and I believe this is a matter of openness in government that people expect. I should mention, too, that this shouldn't be too onerous. Lobbyists already need to register with the Campaign Finance Board, and their information is already in the Campaign Finance data software. But I see Gary Goldsmith is here and can talk about it as well. Those are pretty much my comments on the bill. Jeremy Schroeder is here from Common Cause as well.
Before we hear from our testifier or testifiers, if they're plural, in terms of a fiscal note, my understanding, and I know Mr. Goldsmith can probably talk to this as well, but what's your understanding in terms of costs?
I spoke with Mr. Goldsmith. He said that the costs would likely be able to be absorbed by the Campaign Finance Board. However, I understand staff is currently discussing with the State Government Finance Committee about whether or not this bill will need to go there.
Okay. We do have a quorum now. So I will move that House File 2876 be re-referred to the General Register. I was just told that State Government Finance does not need to see it. Okay. So this will go to the General Register. And I'll move the DE1 amendment to get it in the shape that you wish it to be in. All in favor of the DE1 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The DE1 is adopted. So to the DE1. To the bill as amended by the DE1.
Sure. If you'd like, I can just explain briefly what the DE1 amendment does.
Sure.
To. That amendment removed provisions related to contributions by principals as opposed to lobbyists. That would have required development of software by the Campaign Finance Board, and it doesn't really get at, you know, what I saw as the purpose of the bill, which is disclosure of contributions by lobbyists. It adds requirements that the date of the contributions be disclosed, not just the amount, and it adds an effective date of July 1st.
Okay. Great. Mr. Schroeder, welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you very much for having me. My name is Jeremy Schroeder, and I'm the Executive Director of Common Cause Minnesota, a nonpartisan good government watchdog group. I'm here supporting House File 2876, which will allow Minnesotans to know who is trying to influence their democracy and is a first step toward curbing the large amounts of special interest money taking over our elections. To you, I, or others that work closely in the Capitol, this may seem like a small issue, but I cannot not stress enough how important this bill is to help retain Minnesotans' faith in their local officials. In government, appearing ethical is just as important as being ethical. Most people on either side or any of this or any other issue will agree that elected office is not and cannot appear to be an appropriate venue for resolving personal grievances or make personal gains. And while we have avoided the scandals that have plagued other states, the public is still losing faith in its government. Right now, Congress inspires the lowest level of confidence of any institution since the Gallup began exploring the question in 1973. 60% of Americans say members of Congress are more likely to vote in a way that pleases their financial supporters, while only 20% think representatives would vote in the best interest of their constituents. 84% of members of the elected of the House of Representatives in 2012 received more money from one ten-thousandth of the population than from all of their small donors combined. In Minnesota and throughout the nation, limits and bans on contributions get pushed to the legal limit. And while this is completely legal and proper, we need to take care not to push those limits so far that they lose the trust of the public. Is the problem when people do not have faith in their democracy. The legitimacy of our democracy depends on the consent of the governed. And while we are not Congress, we can also not ignore the effects of Washington partisan gridlock and the cynicism it creates here in Minnesota. I ask for your support on House File 28876 as a first step toward getting the special money out of politics. Thank you very much, and I'll take questions.
Any questions for Mr. Schrader at this point? Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and you know, for Mr. Schrader or Representative Freiberg. I just want to clarify that this is just for political purposes, and we have the $5 rule. Let's say that a lobbyist wants to buy me a cup of coffee. Does that have to be? Do they have to put down $1 contribution here for a cup of coffee, or how does that work?
Representative Freiberg.
Mr. Chair, Representative Erdahl, no, they do not. This applies only to political contributions to campaign accounts.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Any other questions right now for Representative Freiberg or for Mr. Schrader? Okay. I think I heard that Mr. Goldsmith was here and or wants to be heard. I can't see. Oh, okay. He's just here to answer questions. I got it. Okay. Any other member comments, questions? Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I don't mean to, using a former colleague of ours term, getting too deep into the weeds on this, but do we have any provisions for in-kind contributions from lobbyists that might be covered or of issue on this?
Representative Freiberg, you want to address that?
Mr. Chair, I don't know the answer to that. Perhaps House Research does, or the Campaign Finance Board can answer that.
Actually, I see Mr. Sigurdsson is here to help us. Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, in-kind contributions are a type of contribution, so they would also be covered by the provisions of this bill.
And just for the record, if you could introduce yourself.
I apologize. Jeff Sigurdsson, Assistant Director with the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board.
Great. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How would the Campaign Finance Board view, Mr. Chair, volunteer hours that might have a dollar value to them, to a candidate or to a campaign? Would those need to be reported as an in-kind, or are they going to be strictly viewed under this proposed bill as volunteer versus an in-kind or having a value contribution?
Representative O'Driscoll, I'll defer to Mr. Sigurdsson on that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative O'Driscoll, currently in TNA, the time that a volunteer provides to your committee, and that would include a lobbyist, if they're providing volunteer services to help your committee, that is not counted as an in-kind contribution. So personal time is not included in the definition of contribution. By in-kind, I was referring to more in terms of the use of some sort of item that would benefit the campaign or providing a service outside of, well, basically providing an item to the committee.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've oftentimes been reminded by the chair of this committee that if there are questions, we do go to legislative intent, and so I wanted to make sure that there was a record of this in our committee, that there wasn't going to be issues and that we had some bright lines as to how we all view this as we take a vote and consider this. Thank you.
Fair enough. Any other member comments, questions, concerns? Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this bill? Okay, seeing none, I'll renew my motion that House File 2876 be re-referred to the General Register. All in favor of the motions, as amended. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Freiberg.
Thank you.
The 23rd, right?
I'll leave.
Okay. What about? Oh yeah, March 18th. What about the ones on?
Those are March 18th.
Oh right.
Yeah, March 18th.
Okay.
That's the next meeting.
Okay, just before we get to Representative Winkler's bill, Representative Erdahl moves approval of the minutes of March 18th.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. They're very good minutes, and I move the approval.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. To the next bill, Representative Winkler, House File 3033.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if Mr. Galvin has heard from the State Government Finance Committee and whether they'd like to hear it. Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I would move the House File 3033 be re-referred to the General Register.
Okay.
And I would move the A1 amendment, which is at the request of the campaign or the suggestion of the Campaign Finance Board.
Okay. Representative Winkler moves the A1 amendment. Can you just tell us a little bit about the amendment?
Mr. Chair, if you'd like, the Campaign Finance Board can come and explain it, but let's put this in the category of putting it in the author, the way the author would like to present the bill.
Okay, let's do that then. All in favor of the A1 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. A1 is adopted. To the bill as amended.
Now, Mr. Chair and members, the idea behind this bill is to do it at the local level what we did at the state level last year, which is to recognize that a long time has gone by since we set the contribution limits for candidates, and as a result, expenses have risen, and the ability to have our contribution limits match the cost of campaigning is really not there. And so this idea came to me from Mike Opat, the chair of the Hennepin County Board, and he asked if I'd be willing to help do that, and I said I would, but I wanted to make sure that if we were raising limits, we were increasing disclosure. And as you may or may not know, local offices report their campaign finance reports to the local office where they're elected. So Hennepin County reports to Hennepin County, and it can be very difficult to go through all the different county reporting mechanisms to figure out where the money is going in those races. And so the idea here is that the Campaign Finance Board would collect the reports that are made to the local offices and publish them on their website. So at least there would be one place where all that information was available. And I would put this in the context of the Citizens United decision, where the Supreme Court made clear that we might have fewer abilities to limit the amount of money in politics, but that we could increase the amount of disclosure. And so that is the spirit behind this bill as well. And I think Mr. Goldsmith or Mr. Sigurdsson are here if you'd like to ask them questions, but otherwise I think the bill is straightforward.
Mr. Sigurdsson?
We're here for questions, Mr. Chair.
Questions, sir.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, I do like, Representative Winkler, I like the balance here. The $300 limit in municipal races, which I don't think has been raised for some two decades, seems pretty tough, especially when you have big mayoral races in larger cities, whether it's Minneapolis or St. Paul or Duluth. When it's that low for that long, I understand the trade-off, but it's due for a raise, number one. And number two, you have candidates spending all their time or a huge percentage of their time raising money when they have to do it in chunks of $300 in cities of that size. It seems like it's time for a raise, but I'd like the trade-off here with the more accountability as well. Members, do you have any comments or questions? Representative O'Driscoll.
Mr. Chair, I guess I was wondering if we would take public comment and then maybe go to member questions.
Sure.
After that,
yeah.
Just for a more robust conversation or potential.
Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard on this bill? Mr. Schrader.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jeremy Schrader. I'm the executive director of Common Cause Minnesota. Last year, we opposed an increase in the contribution limits. I just want to renew our opposition. While we understand many of the realities of campaigning, and especially put forth by the Citizens United case, we really, urge the legislature to take part in the get rid of the
the actual problem of money in politics instead of addressing just the symptoms. That's all I have to say, and thank you very much.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Schrader? Okay. I mean, I guess I would just say, Mr. Schrader, that's an intellectually honest position that you and Common Cause have taken. You know, my personal opinion is at some point when the cap has lagged so far behind for so long, and when the consequence is that candidates for these offices have to spend an increasing proportion of their time raising money as opposed to talking with actual voters because it's so low, and because of Citizens United, you know, we're awash in campaign money anyway from other sources, and we're already to the point, even in legislative races, let's face it, where the candidate spending is often dwarfed by the spending by outside actors, I think that the honest principle that you enunciate sometimes has to give way to those real forces, but I respect the position. I do, and you've been very consistent. But
thank you. I always enjoy this debate. I understand that we are very different on this, but somebody has to look out for that line.
I appreciate that. Does any other questions for Mr. Schrader? Comments? Does anyone else wish to be heard on this bill? From the audience, from the public. Okay. Any comments, Representative O'Driscoll?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just again, globally on this, because we're looking at a subsection of the statute on this, it talks about in an election year. How will this affect a special election if one were to occur?
Representative Wynn.
Mr. Chair, and Representative O'Driscoll, I think Mr. Gehring or Mr. Sigurdsson can correct me if I'm wrong, but in an election year would include a special election.
Representative O'Driscoll.
No further questions, Mr. Chair. I just wanted, again, for clarification, because we're looking at that subsection of the statute without the benefit of the entire statute here, and just, again, legislative intent, so we aren't back here in some kind of litigation or legal proceeding, because I will leave my personal thoughts out at this point. Thank you.
Representative Wickler, have you heard anything from some of these local units of government in terms of possible burdens or costs or...
Mr. Chair, I have not heard anything except the support from the Hennepin County Board. And I just have this hunch that local units of government who are elected may appreciate the increase in the limit sufficiently to not worry so much about the cost.
Any other comments? Oh, Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair, Representative Winkler, notice in this amendment that we just added, it requires online reports and links to the campaign finance board. I don't even know if all the counties in the state of Minnesota have websites. So how would this work if they do not even have a website, and what would be the cost to these counties? Or have any idea what the cost to the counties and the for setting this up?
Representative Wickler.
Mr. Chair, I think Mr. Sigurdsson maybe would Mr. be Sigurdsson. Best able to address that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, frankly, I'm not sure I can respond to that. We can respond to Subdivision 6, Part B. We believe the cost to us to maintain an index of all of the counties, cities, and school districts which do have a website showing their campaign finance reports would be fairly nominal. We certainly wouldn't need an additional appropriation. We could absorb the costs. I'm afraid I don't know how many existing counties and cities and school districts have a website.
I mean, I would suspect if there were a problem, we might be hearing from folks at AMC or others.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I've not heard anything from any county unit except Hennepin County in support.
Okay. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Seigman, you do or do not need an additional appropriation for such a task?
Mr. Seigman.
Mr. Chairman, Representative O'Driscoll, we do not believe we need additional funding. We can absorb the cost of this.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair, because earlier this week you did establish that they have a three-year threshold that they're able to do this. I just wanted to make sure that we were still within that that realm for them. So,
any further discussion? Okay. Seeing no further discussion, Representative Winkler renews his motion that House File 3033 be re-referred to the General Register. All in favor, as amended. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Members, that is all we have. And, I just want to let you know, just in terms of your planning, we'll obviously meet next week to take up some bills that made deadline in the Senate, but perhaps not here. We're not sure yet what those will be. So, of course, we're still meeting until further notice. We're still meeting next week. But please mark your calendars, and we'll send this out on email, too, for Friday, April 4th in the morning. I know that's past deadline, but we're going to take up nominations to the, appointments or confirmation votes on appointees to the Campaign Finance Board. As some of you know, this is one of those rare instances where both the House and the Senate, not just the Senate, gets to confirm nominees to the Campaign Finance Board. So typically, every year we have one or two or three, and we have those this year. They almost always pass, but they are entitled to a hearing. So we plan on doing that Friday, April 4th in the morning. We're not exactly sure what time, but just mark your calendars. We'll send something out in writing as well, Friday, April 4th. There's no other business before the committee. Meeting is adjourned.